Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time to check in with Galvin, and now he has news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
President Trump delivered his joint address to Congress last night. It's like a State of the Union address, but they don't call it that because it's the first of the year. Trump gave a pretty well-received speech. He stayed on message, used the teleprompter to talk about unity, and laid out his goals. The most memorable moment was when he recognized the widow of Navy SEAL Ryan Owens. The applause went on for almost 2 minutes. Yeah,
long to stand there and cry while everybody just looks at you and claps. It was too long.
Edited down the applause here, but you can hear what happened. Here you go.
We are blessed to be joined tonight by Corinne Owens, the widow of U.S. Navy Special Operator, Senior Chief William Ryan Owens. Ryan died as he lived, a warrior and a hero, battling against terrorism and securing our nation. I just spoke to our great General Mattis, who reconfirmed that, and I quote, Ryan was a part of a highly successful raid that generated large amounts of vital intelligence that will lead to many more victories in the future against our enemy. Ryan's legacy is etched into eternity. Thank you.
And here's where the almost 2 minute applause break was, and then Trump said this afterwards.
And Ryan is looking down right now, you know that, and he's very happy because I think he just broke a record.
The couple of times that Trump went off script, he was pretty entertaining. Usually when he goes off script is when he says his dumbest things, but he did pretty good last night. He also recognized a girl from USF. This was another story. I don't know all the details on it. I just saw it last night, but it was a girl who had a disease that's got her all in a wheelchair, and she's completely messed up. And her father went and tried to find her help, and he couldn't find her help. So he opened his own goddamn pharmaceutical company, and now she's a sophomore in Notre Dame.
Yeah,
yeah. I was pretty impressive last night, I gotta tell you.
Trump started his address by talking about Black History Month and the recent attacks on Jewish organizations and cemeteries. Here is Trump speaking about that.
Tonight, as we mark the conclusion of our celebration of Black History Month, we are reminded of our nation's path towards civil rights and the work that still remains to be done. Recent threats targeting Jewish community centers and vandalism of Jewish cemeteries, as well as last week's shooting in Kansas City, remind us that while we may be a nation divided on policies, we are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all of its very ugly forms.
Last night, at that point, my wife and Justin Stengel were tied for line of the night.
What was that?
If you watch the Democrats, the ladies were dressed in white to protest women's suffrage. Well, not a protest, but to recognize it. And the Democrats were protesting by not clapping and not standing or whatever. And Justin Stengel said that the president will address the Democrats by saying, cast me outside. How about that? I was pointing out to my wife that for the first time we're looking at Trump in the front, and behind him, Vice President Pence and the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. And Paul Ryan and Pence were wearing the exact same thing. A dark blue suit with a white shirt and a bright blue tie. Exactly the same tie. And I said to my wife, look, they're wearing the exact same thing. And my wife said, that's the new Nazi uniform.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good. That was good. It was awkward in the beginning because they were like, I don't know who the cue was. Like, I think Paul Ryan was deciding whether or not we were going to stand.
Right, yeah.
Pence was kind of looking at him, and he was giving him the nod. And Al Franken was the biggest bitch in the crowd, I think. He sat there with a puss on his face.
Pelosi, too. Pelosi.
Yeah. She clapped a couple times. They showed her clapping when he talked about health care for women and things like that.
It's funny, though. Get your timing down, guys. Like, come on. When he ends, he's telling you when it's going to end because he says something and then he does this. Then he starts his
right.
So when he does this... start applauding. Not when he does this
and starts
talking. Yeah. Nope, you're off.
You threw him off.
Do I need a metronome? What's going on?
There was on Fox News, they even had a former speechwriter on last night, and they said they will sit down with the president and say, this will generate applause. Be prepared to break here so they even know when it's coming.
Oh, sure, yeah. We talked about it. You had talked about Harley Davidson and stuff, but here is President Trump talking about the border wall. He mentioned this last night and got a little pop.
We want all Americans to succeed, but that can't happen in an environment of lawless chaos. We must restore integrity and the rule of law at our borders. For that reason, we will soon begin the construction of a great, great wall along our southern border.
Not the Great Wall, a great, great wall.
Great, great wall. And if I can read between the lines, the way he says southern, I believe I know what this means.
Along our southern border.
Along our dirty Mexican border.
Right, that's what I heard.
I mean, that is just screaming that.
Now, how would you construct this wall?
By the way, that was Trump saying that.
That was pretty good.
How would I construct it?
Yeah, like, I don't think we should waste our time by just building a brick wall. We need to do it like they do prison walls. You know,
with the barbed wire up top.
Barbed wire, razor wire on top, but also on the other side of the wall. Like, even the razor wire, if you can get up there, you can kind of jump over. We need to have some, like, pointy stick sticking out. Because, you know, even the zombies, they can't get past pointy sticks.
You going double wall, then? You going double cyclone fence?
You can't go double wall because that's going to be way too expensive. You got 800,000 miles of wall, and you're going to have to build two walls now. I think you just build the one wall. And you build it high and with the razor, but also you have to go deep in the ground.
Yeah,
so
you go deep in the ground.
Yeah. Or even some sort of a electrified fence. If you get in the vicinity, even if you try to go under it, they get you.
And then, like, dogs behind it, vicious dogs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gators.
Yeah.
Mowed it out.
Bees.
Mowed it out. So there's gators there, hungry crocodiles.
Lasers. Lasers?
Lasers would make the most sense because you could put a laser to have motion activation.
What about just laser wall?
Oh,
there you go. I like that.
Because here's how I'd get through the laser wall. I'd put Spanish in front of me and I'd run really fast and push us both through.
Oh,
he would die and then I would live.
You know how I get through? Mirrors. I just put the mirror and it bounces the laser back.
Nice.
And it blows it up and I go,
you know how I get
America.
Through?
America.
I get through my sexy dances like that.
Yeah, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, or I bend over and
wearing some Lululemon. Yep. Yeah, I got you.
You can read my lips.
Here is Trump talking about repealing Obamacare.
Tonight I am also calling on this Congress to repeal and replace Obamacare. With reforms that expand choice, increase access, lower costs, and at the same time provide better health care.
And then finally, Trump saying, where are you going to buy? Who are you going to hire?
Buy American and hire American.
That's the way to go. USA. USA. Yeah. USA.
I have to tell you, I thought he would be a little bit more offensive last night. I'm glad he wasn't. I thought he sounded the most presidential he's ever sounded. And I think that people who are like, I don't know, let's wait and see what he does, are like, okay, I think this is going to be good for him. People were quick to point out that Reagan started off with a terrible, terrible approval rating, and then he turned it around, and people loved him. Now they still reference him for everything. So I don't think Trump's going to be that guy, but I think that for anybody who voted for him, he's doing what he said he would do.
Maybe you stand on the opposite side of a great, great wall to Donald Trump. Rosie O'Donnell, I'm sure, would. She spoke at a rally outside of the White House last night before Trump addressed Congress. Here's what Big Fat Rosie had to say.
What?
To Donald Trump and his pathetic band of white privilege.
By the way, it's a band, not a band.
No, a band of white privileged people.
Of white
privileged
criminal businessmen. I would like to say to him, niet, sir, niet, niet, niet. No, we won't. We've you have done, sir. We have seen your connections with Russia. The game is over.
Ugh. Your pee is safe.
Can I tell you something? As soon as you say sir after something you've lost in an argument, I don't think so, sir.
Or unless you're leaving. Good day, sir.
That's so terrible.
You know what, though? Go out and yell your face off. That's what this country's all about. Do what you want to do. Yell your face off. Rally your,
friends. I wish you would yell her face off. Make it so much nicer. This comes straight out of, it could be worse because, our president spoke last night. Well, over in France, the president of France was speaking yesterday, and a police sniper shot someone by mistake. Did you see this?
By mistake?
By mistake.
What do you mean?
There is video, and here is audio of the president of France. Here we go.
Le 2 juin 2016 a été prononcée la déclaration d'utilité publique pour les lignes nouvelles Bordeaux-Toulouse et Bordeaux-Dax.
Yeah.
And he just casually looks over.
Je ne pense pas.
You know what he said?
Sur ces deux projets, Bordeaux.
What, this part? So here's the gunshot. And then he says this.
I'll translate.
J'espère qu'il n'y a rien de grave.
It is what it is.
Je ne pense pas.
No big deal. That's what he said.
Sur ces deux projets,
and then back into his speech.
Bordeaux-Toulouse, c'est...
Very casual. Like, I would be like, somebody just got shot. The story is that the sniper forgot to switch his safety on before he changed positions.
Oh, man.
Two people were hurt, but they're going to be okay.
How do snipers not use silencers?
You would think.
In this situation.
Yeah.
So that all you hear is, this way, if he did peg somebody in the head by accident, he's going hide the gun, you're fine.
Hey, just come and sweep him off there and stuff.
Sweet.
The ex-girlfriend of former broadcaster Todd Clem, also known as Bubba the Love Sponge, is seeking an order of protection from him. Nicole Land says their relationship was tumultuous and Bubba was controlling and threatening. She says, quote, he kept me in this box and they used threats as a means to control me.
Wow.
It's really difficult right now, she told Fox 13. She says that the couple were a couple for about 4.5 years. She says, quote, there was emotional and instances of physical abuse, and it got to the point where I needed to leave, she said. She described those alleged cases of abuse in the injunction against Clem.
I have audio here from Fox 13.
This is that court filing right here. In it, Nicole Lange says her ex, Bubba the Love Sponge, is, quote, completely unstable and has a horrible temper, end quote. And she claims on multiple occasions he got physical with her.
Mm.
She says,
I can tell you, having worked there before, it's not the first time I've seen this.
Nicole Lange doesn't want her face shown, but she wants her story to be heard.
He kept me in this box and used threats as a means to control me. It's really difficult right now.
She's talking about her 4.5 year relationship with Tampa shock jock Bubba the Love Sponge.
There was emotional and instances of physical abuse, and it got to the point where I needed to leave.
She describes those alleged cases of abuse in this injunction for protection filed Thursday in Pinellas County. In it, she says Bubba pushed her down, hit her on the back of the head, and even strangled her.
We did have some very tumultuous fights. The strangling occurred while we were fighting, and he got on top of me and strangled me.
A much different side of the couple's relationship was documented on Bubba's official YouTube page. Several clips titled Bubba and Nikki appear to show them as a fun-loving pair.
Fake news.
Lange says since the breakup in November, the popular DJ has continued to harass her and her family. She admits, however, she never went to police with any of these allegations, fearing backlash.
To be honest, I didn't want to have to go to this length. But when you give somebody so many chances to just move on with their life and leave you alone, you have no options.
Meanwhile, legal expert...
Wow, that is pretty rough. I can tell you, I've seen some of that with my own eyes years and years ago while I was there. So it's easy to believe. I also saw on social media that some people are like, oh, they broke up, she's a gold digger. Gold diggers ask for money. This is just an injunction for protection. This isn't a court case. This isn't just a civil suit saying, you hit me, give me money. This is just a file for protection, leave me alone.
Fox 13 attempted to contact Bubba the Love Sponge and his attorneys on Tuesday, but did not hear back.
I no longer refer to him as that. You know, for years now, I've called him Fat Cross-Eyed MJ, which I think has been unfair to MJ. The MJ portion of that was because he'd become so litigious and he was trying to sue now. He wanted to sue me for everything. So we have a new name today. Get on Twitter. We have a new hashtag. I bet you we can make a trend. You can either use the full words or sometimes it gets lengthy. I'll say the full word and then we'll come up with the abbreviation. I expect to go to break and see this trending already. Hashtag Fat Cross-Eyed Ike Turner. Fat Cross-Eyed Ike Turner. F-C-I-T. F-C-I-T should be trending everywhere. Fat Cross-Eyed Ike Turner. Domestic abuse is no joke, and I'm not making a joke out of this, but it's also if you look at some of the, I know for years when I worked there, we donated money to The Spring, which is a women's abuse shelter. We did that kind of out of guilt, in my opinion. In my opinion, that's where the guilt came from. So, Fat Cross-Eyed Ike Turner. For those of you youngins like Spanish, do you know Ike Turner?
I do not.
Ike Turner was married to Tina Turner.
Okay.
He found Tina Turner. She was a superstar. He married her. He did so much cocaine, he had a hole in his nose. And he used to light her up. He used to beat her up all the time. And then she had to leave show business and leave society. And then finally in the 80s made a comeback.
I did not know that.
Yeah, What's Love Got to Do with It? Go write that movie.
I'm telling you, played fantastically by, what's his name? What is his name?
Not Samuel L. Jackson, the other guy.
No.
The guy from The Matrix.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne. Did a great job.
And Angela Bassett, right?
Yep, she did a great job.
She is in such good shape in that movie. It is ridiculous.
What is the hashtag?
It is
F-C-I-T.
Yes.
Bam.
Fat Cross-Eyed Ike Turner. Thank you very much.
Got it. A 28-year-old guy with a bat tried to smash a window and a glass door of a police station in California on Monday. It was broad daylight, and it's not clear what his plan was, but it must have been pretty thick glass because he didn't even crack it. We actually have some video, surveillance video, up on Bone TV where this guy walks up and just starts hitting the front of the police station with a baseball bat.
Drugs?
No. Joey, if you go back... he's hitting it, and then the cop goes and tackles him. And look at this tackle. Watch this. I got goosh!
That's good. That's linebacker tackle.
That's Urlacher tackle.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's some good stuff right there.
He is hurt.
he is now facing charges. Yeah, because he was mid-swing, and the guy got him right in the kidneys.
God.
He's facing charges for assault with a deadly weapon and resisting arrest.
Mm.
Not too bright to get him to do that.
Oops.
Some Girl Scouts were trying to sell cookies at a Walmart in Palm Coast, Florida, and two brothers came up to them, claimed one of the girls owed them money, and it turned into a brawl between both of them and their families. The brothers said the girls could pay them in cookies. When she refused, they started throwing cookie boxes around, and eventually the parents got involved on both sides. The two women and the woman and her daughter say that they were driving by in a car and jumped out to try and help break it up.
Oh, my God.
Big cookie brawl, yeah.
Jesus.
This sounds fantastic. This is something I'm telling you right now that so many people are going to do. Papa John's is running a test in a few cities right now where you can pay an extra $2.99 fee so your pizza gets made faster.
Oh, yes.
They're calling it Papa Priority.
Nope.
There might be a situation where you would like your pizza a little faster on busy nights when there might be a longer wait due to a number of orders at the restaurant. So for $3, you can jump the line. They're only allowing each location to take 5 priority orders per day, so it's not going to turn into an endless cycle of people paying $3 to jump everybody's order and stuff. No word on when or if they're going to expand this plan around the country.
I don't like it.
Really?
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
It's elitist, and it's saying that it's saying, but if you're Papa John's, think of who your customers are, and it's saying now that people with more money are more important than you.
I don't like it at all. Can I tell you immediately who I thought would do this?
Me?
Yeah. Immediately, I was like, you definitely are going to be like, $3? Oh, front of the line, let's go.
But I don't think it's fair to the other people.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that as a customer.
Not fair.
I'm saying that as a Papa John, it's not fair. Papa John is going to hurt you.
Pizza's not fair. How do you like that? I think Gandhi said that. Pizza's not fair.
Wait a second. I just thought of something. If there was a Starbucks drive-thru window, and then there was another window that you have to pay $2 more, but you zone never more than one car there at a time, I'd go to that one.
Do you fly first class?
Every time.
And do you get to get on the plane first?
I paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah, but...
Do you ever take Uber XL?
Only.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
You're paying more for a nicer thing.
But
you're
paying more for comfort.
And comfort and convenience.
Yes.
And yeah, you absolutely are. Same with the flights and stuff. Same with a nicer room.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's
not elitist. It's if you have the money, you might as well do it.
Yeah, but Papa John's, I think the average people buying Papa John's are families and poor people. You know, it's a cheap, good meal. I like Papa John's pizza. I eat it. We ordered it the other night. My kids love their little chicken nuggets that they have.
Yeah, they're good.
I wouldn't have to pay because my Papa John's in my neighborhood is so fast anyway. But the thing is that what you're saying is, now I'm more important than my neighbors because I pay the extra $3. I don't think it's fair.
As a guy who had worked in a few different pizza places,
right.
You have as well. He worked at Domino's, but I've worked at a couple other ones. You, Spanish, right. Ordering the pizza normally,
yes.
Aren't going to tell a difference in your pizza being a little bit later.
Absolutely
at all.
Absolutely not.
Because
right.
It's not really big. You, Mike, ordering your priority pizza will be able to tell the difference.
Well, if they're limiting the priority pizzas,
yes.
Then you probably won't be able to tell. But if anybody can get priority, well, then yours went from taking 20 minutes to 30 minutes now because I get delivered first.
You get delivered first, yes, but I'm saying it's not going to be that much of a difference for the regular pizza, but it will be more of a difference for the priority pizza.
All right, I'm going to try it, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Exactly.
By the way, Fat... Cross-eyed Ike Turner, FCIT is going crazy on
Hell
Twitter.
Yeah.
Keep it coming.
A guy in Scottsdale, Arizona, woke up on Saturday night to a super loud exploding sound. He thought that it was fireworks going off. Then he felt some extreme pain and realized it wasn't fireworks. It was his 53-year-old girlfriend, Della Flores, shooting him.
Oh.
She shot him 3 times in the junk, once in the neck, once in the torso, and once in the thigh.
Oh.
What?
Somehow, he survived and was rushed to the hospital. Della told police that she shot him because she believed he was cheating on her. She was arrested for attempted murder and aggravated assault. So just so you realize what was going on, 3 times in the junk, once in the neck, once in the torso, and once in the thigh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He's lucky to be alive.
I follow a guy who makes knives on Instagram, and he
really?
Doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't post. He just posts pictures of the handles, and it's never violent or anything like that. And last night, he posted a video. I couldn't figure out what it was. It had one of those plastic lawn chairs, those cheap little flimsy ones. There was a guy sitting on it, and then he fell. I couldn't figure out what was happening. It was a very clear picture, but there was another man attacking him. It was in some sort of office setting, and the man was on top of him, and he knocked him to the ground, and they were wrestling. And I thought, well, what is this all about? They're wrestling back and forth, and one guy's holding the other guy's arm, and then the guy finally punches him and knocks him down and stabs him 12 times.
Oh, my
Yowza.
God.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody really get stabbed before in real life.
It's not pretty.
Just, and then finally gets him in the top of the shoulder drags him by the stabbing.
Oh my God. Oh, the worst ever, though, is some of the security footage from in prison where they stab somebody with a shiv.
Yeah.
And the way they do it is like, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
just keep stabbing.
Get as many as possible.
And the guy's like, and he stabbed him 61 times. And you're like, oh my
that is
God.
So many times.
Because it says it's not long. The shanks that they have, so they got to get as much damage as they can to cause as much bleeding.
Yeah.
That's why you go for belly shots with a shiv, yeah, because you bleed out in the belly.
Jesus.
I mean, I read that one.
Or go kidneys.
Oh, God.
You know?
So much pain.
Speaking of pizza stuff, a security camera in England recently caught a couple having sex while paying for their pizza at Domino's. Oh, we have video.
I can't.
Check it out on Bone TV. There they are.
Where is she? She bent over the counter?
I believe she is lower.
Oh, she's doing stuff to him?
Yeah, she's down on her knees while he's paying so they can't see behind the counter and stuff. Domino's says that is going to be available for $3. No, that's not true. That's not true. That was Papa John's priority.
Who releases that?
Probably somebody who works there is like,
teenager,
man.
Yeah.
You're he's not going to believe what we got on the security cam.
That's interesting.
Yes.
That is priority pizza.
That's fantastic.
A 54-year-old guy in Montana got his 22nd DUI back in 2008 and got 20 years in jail for it. You get 22 DUIs.
Jesus.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
After 12.
But listen, he recently got released earlier and turned his life around. End of story. Nope. He just got picked up for his 23rd DUI on Saturday. So he spent 20 years in prison, got out, got his 23rd DUI.
Is he like Cletus the Drunk? They just leave the cell open and sleep there at night?
What was that guy's name?
Otis.
Otis. Yeah, that's right. Hey, Andy, I'm just going to go lay down for a little while.
All right, Otis.
This is one of those things where you're like, oh, I wish this would happen to me, and why you need to check your stuff. A guy in Australia recently was cleaning out his car, found an old lottery ticket, and checked it, worth almost $800,000.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a bunch of old scratch-offs that I won't throw away until I run them through the machine at your advice.
Yeah, you got to check those for sure, because even glancing at them or looking at them, you may miss something. There may be some sort of multiplier or whatever. There's a video online of the Uber CEO, Travis Kalanick, getting into an argument with an Uber driver because he took an Uber and the driver recognized him and started criticizing the CEO for screwing over drivers.
Wow.
Here is some audio, and there's video up on Bone TV as well.
I have guys working on Lux, which will be 50 to 75% more expensive than
but
Black.
But people are not trusting you anymore. Do you think people will buy cars anymore? Unless they buy them through Europe. The invoice. Otherwise, nobody want to buy a car. I lost $97,000 because of you. I bankrupt because of you. Yes.
So they kind of go back and forth, and then here's the interesting part where he gets a little pissed off at him.
Don't like to take responsibility for their they blame everything.
But why you sent an email for Town Car?
Good luck.
Good luck to you too. But I know you don't gonna go far.
And then just gets out of the car. Always a good comeback when somebody says something and you just say it back to him more angry.
Right.
Good luck. Good luck to you.
And by the way, the headline of the story was he only gave him one star on the review.
Oh, not cool, bro. Here is a, do you know U2, The Fly, the song?
Oh, yeah.
Here is the actual song. Let me make sure I'm pulling up the right one. Here is the actual song from U2. Now,
that was their experimental phase, the Lemon album.
Now, do you think this sounds like that? Do you think that this is very similar to that?
No.
Right? That doesn't sound anything like it.
No. Are they suing them?
Yeah. For $5 million.
Oh, wow.
You know why? They're going to hope to walk away with $100,000.
Yeah, the guy say that they stole a song from him 27 years ago. Yep. He wants $5 million plus songwriting credit. His name is Paul Rose. He said he submitted a demo, including this song that's called Nay Slappin', to U2's label back in 1989 before they began recording Uptown Baby.
Wait, let me hear a little bit more of this guy's.
Of this guy's? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want it from the beginning or you want it from...
Wherever he left off.
All right.
All right. Let me give you a second here. First of all, I thought it was on the Lemon album, the album with Lemon, but it wasn't. That was a different one. But this is Octung Baby was a great album, and. When you say submitted a demo, like he mailed it to the record label or he gave it to Edge?
No, their label.
Okay, so it wasn't like we don't know that U2 hadn't even heard it.
Yeah.
Okay, because if you said to me this guy was collaborating with Edge and then Edge left off and did his own thing, I could hear a little influence in there. The song isn't the same, but I could hear a little influence. I could hear a little bit of the effect being the same. So if I was, like if I came to you and I said, Galvin, I had this idea for a song, and I gave you that, and you went, yeah, no, it's not my thing. Okay. But then you came out with a song that kind of sounded like it. I'm like, wait a second. I don't know if I owed any money, but you definitely were influenced by me.
Sure, yeah, but then, of course, you have to go into everything.
But then I would wait 27 years, and I would say,
yeah, I just don't hear it. Listen to there's this guy's. Because it's bump, 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 bump,
right.
Bump, 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 bump,
and there's nothing like
and then
that.
Here's theirs. It's going dun 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 dun.
I don't think the song is the same whatsoever.
Yeah,
the song's not the same whatsoever. But it depending on the relationship that the songwriter had with the band, That's how I would make my decision. If they were like, no, they've never met, they've never heard it, I'd be like, no, you're out.
People thought Ashley Tisdale looked pregnant in her dress that she wore to an Oscar party. She said, no, quote, the pressure to be perfect is a struggle. No, I'm not pregnant. I'm just happy and haven't been strict on my diet. But thank you for the reminder.
You know how many people say that to me? It makes me feel terrible. And let me tell you something, Ashley Tisdale. You were perfect before you got your nose job.
Yeah.
You ruined it.
Ruined the news. Yeah. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have broken up after a year together. The rep says that they're, quote, taking respectful, loving space at this time. So next time you see Orlando Bloom with his hog out on a paddleboard, Katy Perry probably won't be near him.
I don't like Katy Perry at all.
Really?
At all.
Okay.
I think
terrible.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she probably is gorgeous, but I've seen her so much that I'm grossed out by her now.
I think she's
and
gorgeous.
Her live show is one of the worst pieces of crap I've ever seen.
She does not enter into my daily life at all. Like, live or die does not matter to me.
And her songs are jokey and ridiculous. She's no Miley Cyrus, I'm going to tell you that.
Jerry Seinfeld, Kevin Hart, and Sarah Silverman are headlining Comedy Central's Colossal Clusterfest.
Who is it? Sarah Silverman and who?
Kevin Hart and Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh.
Comedy and music festival happening in San Francisco in June. Music acts will include our buddy Ice Cube, Tegan and Sarah, and Prince Cover Band. Fronted by, who would you like to see front a Prince cover band?
Bruno Mars.
Yeah, Bruno Mars would be great. Not Bruno Mars.
Okay, hold on. Let me guess. Is it somebody we're going to like or dislike?
I'm going to tell you that I love this idea, but it's no way are you going to guess this.
Horatio Sands.
You are so goddamn close.
Are you
it's not
serious?
Even funny. It is unbelievable how close you are.
Oh, what's his name?
Keenan.
Think that cast, but think female.
I don't know.
She wore in a movie, she wore a wedding dress and pooped in the street.
No way.
Maya Rudolph.
Oh, really?
Maya Rudolph.
I love Maya Rudolph.
But she is so funny to me. She is so funny to me.
I think she's so sexy, too.
And she can really sing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would be interesting to see a Prince cover band fronted by Maya Rudolph.
Ooh. Or Horatio Sands would have been good, too.
Horatio Sands is a Billy Joe cover
band. That's right. But just after
Sir,
85.
We only do 80s Billy Joe. Lady Gaga is replacing Beyonce at Coachella.
That's a good.
That's a great swap.
That's a good upgrade.
Yeah, she's headlining the two Saturday nights.
Saturday to Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I don't know
how that goes.
You're the resident music fest expert.
Not Coachella. Never been.
Let's go.
I would love to go.
Where is it?
I don't know.
In Coachella.
Yeah, I think California.
Tennessee?
No.
I have no idea.
No, Coachella is California.
It is California,
right? I'm out.
Oh, we should take an RV out there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You should, huh? I'll meet you.
I'll go, and I won't go to Coachella, and I'll just go on, like, a running vacation.
I'm going to pull a Tim Galvin. You should take an RV out there.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, it's in California.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
have fun.
So we should go out there.
Okay.
Floyd Mayweather's Vegas home was burglarized when he was in L.A. celebrating his 40th birthday.
Now, if you're Conor McGregor, don't you take credit for that?
Absolutely. The thieves got away with $150,000 worth of stuff, which means they broke in and took one of his shoes. Like $150,000. The guy's worth millions and millions of dollars. That's all you could get away with?
Yeah.
Come on. Former Blink-182 singer Tom DeLonge has been named UFO Researcher of the Year.
No way.
And that is a real thing. They're not making a joke because I guess he's been doing a lot of crazy, like, remember he had all these different theories and stuff that we heard about?
No.
Yeah, it came out where he was doing all kind of weird research and stuff and about aliens existing and all stuff. So he has been named UFO Researcher of the Year.
Thank you, Tom DeLonge. Appreciate it.
This is interesting. This study says you can guess about one out of four people's names just by looking at them. That's according to a new study.
How? Did it tell you how?
Well, it could be because there are subtle stereotypes about different names, and over time, people let those influence their appearance.
Okay.
So, I don't know whether you have a certain Mike look to you or, you know, whether you have an Anthony look.
You ever say to somebody, you don't look like a Greg?
Oh, yeah. Certainly. Certainly.
What do you look like?
I don't know. Tell me.
Precious?
That's great.
Steve.
I look like a Steve?
I would have said a Matt. You look like a Matt to me.
Okay.
Yeah, or a Matthew.
Yeah.
Matthew.
Sorry, Karen.
You, Mike, you would look like a Lou.
Mm-hmm.
I would say
I feel
Lou.
Like a Lou.
Yeah. Carmen, you look like a You look like a Britney.
Yes.
Yes.
Or Crystal.
Or Crystal.
Yes.
Spanish, you look like a...
Juan. You're a Juan all day.
Javier.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Let me just...
I think he looks more like a Steve.
Ready?
No, he looks like a...
Look, Mark.
I'll take a Mark.
Hey, yeah. Mark. Hey, Trent.
Yeah.
Oh, Trent.
Who's Trent?
You.
Oh, I'm Trent?
Yeah. All right. Hey, Trent. Hey, Mark. Hey, Linda.
Oh, Linda.
Sorry.
Linda.
Why do you got to go so old?
I went with the first thing that came to my mind. It's me, Lewis.
Joey looks like...
Gary.
Gary,
Anthony.
Right? Gary's a good one for Joey.
He's a little Anthony to me.
Like a
Pep-Pep. Yeah, Pep-Pep. Pep-Pep works.
Yeah.
I would love to have people come in and guess their names.
Yeah?
Like you,
Galvin, you know what you should start? The salespeople. See if you know any of their names. You look like a Frank?
What do you think the most popular fetish is in the world right now?
Butt stuff.
Different fetishes. Big asses?
No. Popular one I would think would be... a little S&M, a little bondage.
S&M?
Not bondage, but like... smacking around.
Like 50 Shades of Grey type
stuff. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. A little tying up.
I would say like MILFs or
MILFs?
Older women.
Oh, is that?
Older women.
I like that.
Feet. Mm-hmm. Carmen says feet.
Mm-hmm.
The most popular fetish right now is stepmoms.
Ooh.
So you're kind of close.
Yeah.
Stepmoms. Psychologists say it's because it fulfills a guy's Oedipal instinct. But since his stepmom isn't biologically related to him, it's a good workaround
to
an incest fetish.
I don't know.
It's been a lot on my Pornhub lately. I'm not going to lie.
Stepmom?
Yeah.
Do you have a stepmom?
Yeah, no, I do not. I do not. Oh, that's right. Forget about that.
I have a stepmom, and she's only like 6 years older than me.
Oh.
Technically.
Oh, no.
We were in high school. She was a senior. I was in eighth grade. That probably wouldn't have worked out. I was a senior. She was in college. We could have done that.
Don't make it weird at the dinner table.
Yeah.
It's already weird. We stare at each other.
Oh, no.
You hit her with the line whenever you're done with that old bull.
My stepmother is young, and she's attractive, but she is so instinctly maternal.
Right.
That she, I know I could recognize her to be an attractive woman, but... To me, for she's being not. In my life as long as she has, right. She's been so maternal that that's all I see.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Right.
See, I gotta tell you, I would go against stepmom. I would say stepsister would be more of the popular
fetish. Those are also pretty good on Pornhub.
You caught me.
Yeah.
Stepsister, I don't know. That's like, if you grew up with them, that's gross.
Yeah, I can't
sit down with
that.
If your dad married... Your stepsister, like, after you guys moved to college and didn't really know
dad
that family.
Married your stepsister.
I mean, like,
what kind of weird fetish you got going on?
I like
if your dad
too.
Married.
Woody Allen?
Yeah. If your dad married and then you had a stepsister, like, in your college years.
Yeah.
Right. And you guys got drunk one night and did stuff together. That's kind of hot.
Yeah, like, you're 18 and then your dad marries some lady who has a 20-year-old daughter.
Oh. Yeah.
And she's like, hey, I'm back from, what are you doing in here?
Yeah.
Are you looking at my panty drawer?
Right. Yes, I was.
I'm going to have to punish you. You better not tell anyone.
What's hotter to me is, like,
I may have seen that. I don't know.
That's very specific.
What's hotter to me is aunt, but like I don't mean like mother sister aunt. I mean like a
married.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I wouldn't bang somebody that's related to me.
Right.
Just,
whoa.
I mean
wow.
like fourth removed kind of thing.
Yeah, like a cousin.
You just said that.
You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
No, we know exactly what you're saying.
like a fourth cousin.
Yeah.
You know, or a cousin's. Yeah, like a cousin's mom. Like,
someone who you've never met before, and all of a sudden you're like 20
you grew
and
up
you
with
meet
them.
Her.
You grew up with them. But they were older than you, and they always had big boobs and cleavage, and you're like,
I gotta
Aunt Louise, you give me a bath now? I'm 17. Don't worry, you'll be fine.
I got to wonder how many situations that has happened where somebody had sex and then found out that they were a cousin or second cousin. Because I did not know that I had nieces until a few years ago.
Right. Oh, and you could have run into them.
Dude.
And
that's how people get cross-eyed.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, like, think about that. I'm sure there are situations where somebody met and then they were like, hey, why do you have a picture of my aunt, Judy?
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
You mean my Aunt Judy? What? Whoops-a-daisy.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. I got to imagine that's happened
Well,
before.
We've read stories where, I mean, I remember a story from a couple years ago where a guy had sex with a woman and he didn't know that it was his own mother, his own biological mother.
No, she sought him out.
There's that urban legend where it's like Backpage, whatever, and here's the hotel room, and just come on in, and you know this and that, and then they do it and stuff, and then they turn the lights on, and he's like, Becky, what are you doing? Sorry, Dad.
Oh, well, my God.
Remember this story about the grandfather and granddaughter who were both adopted and like
yeah.
And then like, and they were from Florida. She was a stripper. They started dating and then they got married and they found out after the fact that they got married.
Oh, yeah. And they were like, oh, well.
Yeah. They were like, we love each other. Too late.
Yeah.
Oh,
is it though,
God.
Grandpa?
Oh,
so weird. Grandpa.
That is weird. That is it for news.
All right.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.